It's rather a luxurious sort of boathouse. Where's the door?
There it is.
Oh, yes. Now, don't make any more noise than you can help.
Yes. All right.
The door's locked.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is there a keyhole?
Of course there's a keyhole, darling. The door is locked.
Yes, I know. But can you see through it?
No, it's far too dark. Wait a minute there. I've got some keys here somewhere. Ah, here we are. It's not much good, I'm afraid. Wait a minute, though. I think I've got one here that... Yeah, that's it. Yes. Keep behind me, darling, just in case.
Here's the torch.
Thanks.
The place seems deserted. There isn't... Paul! There's Thompson. Look, in the corner.
Yes, I see him.
That man must have just brought him down here and dumped... Paul, what is it?
This isn't Thompson. It's Mr. Constantine. Don't come too near, darling.
What's happened to him?
He's been stabbed. Hold the torch.
Is he dead?
Yes.
How long has he been dead? Do you know?
It's difficult to tell. But he's certainly been dead an hour or so, perhaps even longer.
But he can't have been Paul.
Why? What are you thinking of? That telephone call to Mark One?
Yes.
Well, that can't have been Constantine. Can't possibly have been Constantine.
Then who was it?
I wish I knew.
Paul, what are we going to do? You'll have to contact the police.
Whoever made that telephone call is at the El Passaro Cafe waiting for Marquand.
Where is this place? In Augusta?
No, it's in Syracuse, about 12 miles away. Oh. We'll go back to the hotel and I'll phone the police from there. Then...
Then what?
Then we'll go on to the El Passaro. I'm rather anxious to take a look at this gentleman who claims to be Mr. Constantine.